Today is October the 25th, 2012. On a Thursday morning, you are listening to Daily Worship here at the Gathering Place Church in Pineville, Louisiana. My name is Kevin Williams. Thank you for being with us today and starting out your day just with a time of worship. And I pray that you would be blessed just by the word spoken forth this morning, but also that your heart would be renewed by the Spirit as we sing to our Lord. I want to start this morning with Isaiah chapter 4, verses 2 through 6, and this is a messianic prophecy. This is a prophecy of the upcoming Messiah at this time. Starting in verse 2. In that day, the branch of the Lord will be beautiful and glorious. And when he talks about the branch, that is speaking of Jesus. So the branch of the Lord will be beautiful and glorious. And the fruit of the land will be the pride and glory of the survivors in Israel. Those who are left in Zion, who remain in Jerusalem, will be called holy. All who are recorded among the living in Jerusalem. The Lord will wash away the filth of the women of Zion. He will cleanse the bloodstains from Jerusalem by a spirit of judgment and a spirit of fire. Then the Lord will create over all of Mount Zion and over those who assemble there a cloud of smoke by day and a glow of flaming fire by night. Over all the glory will be a canopy. It will be a shelter and shade from the heat of the day and a refuge and a hiding place from the storm and rain. Let me read that again. It says it, and when it says it, it talks about under the canopy where the glory of the Lord resides. It says it will be a shelter and shade from the heat of the day and a refuge and hiding place from the storm and rain. As I read that, I ponder upon that just because, where it says, that there will be a canopy and underneath, there will be shelter and shade from the heat and a refuge and hiding place from the storm and the rain. This is where the glory of the Lord will be. It's not just a place to hang out and just be protected, even though that's a great thing. It's a great thing to have protection and shelter, but where that protection and shelter is the very glory of the Lord. That is where we encounter the glory of the Lord. I think about whenever it's raining outside, whenever I'm driving in the rain and I get to my house and I park my car and I'm not just, I don't just want to get out of my van and our car and just stand out there in the rain. I want to seek shelter, and I want to seek it quickly. I think so many times with us, spiritually, we just stand out there in the rain. We just stand out there in the elements, in the cold, in the heat, all of these things. When we have at our disposal. A hiding place, a shelter where the glory of the Lord resides. So I just encourage you this morning, get out of the rain. Get out of the rain. Get into the hiding place of the Lord. Find your shelter. Find your time with the Lord there. Find your safety in the arms of our Savior this morning. Take refuge in His love. Take refuge in His promises and who He is. Enjoy His glory. Enjoy His presence today. Let's pray together this morning. Jesus, Lord, this morning I pray, Lord, I ask that you would remind us, Lord, how desperately, Lord, we want to be under your covering, Lord, in your shelter. Lord, thank you that you have, Lord, you have provided a place out from the wind and the rain and the heat. Lord, it's in your presence. Lord, and there you cover us, Lord, by your blood and by your sacrifice. Lord, you refresh us there like an oasis. Lord, you refresh us there and give us streams and rivers of living water. Lord, you refresh our parched spirit. Lord, and our thirsty souls. Lord, so today we run into that shelter. Oh, Lord, we run into the shelter that you have given to us, Lord. Lord, we want to remain there, Lord, in the midst of all of life's difficulties and all of life's storms and rain and heat. Lord, we want to make our permanent dwelling place there. Shadow of your wings, Lord. So, Lord, we sing about that this morning. Lord, about your hiding place, about your shelter. Lord, and we declare that we will find, Lord, we will move and we will run to your shelter and your hiding place. Lord, we will draw close to you today. We will draw near to your presence, Jesus.
the safest place to be. Lord, set a seal upon me. Oh, set a seal upon me, Lord.
Search me, O God.
Search me, O God, and know my heart, know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts.
I lay them down upon your cross.
I lay them down upon your cross.
Lord,
set a seal on my heart. Let nothing take it, break it. It's yours to guide and to guard. I kneel behind you, Lord. That's the safest place to be. Lord, set a seal upon me. Oh, Lord, in you I find my utter satisfaction. In you I am complete. I can say my life a loss compared to the greatness of knowing you, my Lord, my King, my King. Your love is all. Lord, set a seal on my heart, my heart. Let nothing take it, break it. It's yours to guide and to guard. Lord, I kneel behind you, for that's the safest place to be. Lord, set a seal upon me. Lord, set a seal upon me. Oh, set a seal upon me.
On my heart, Lord.
Oh, my heart is yours, Lord. Forever, Jesus. Oh, forever yours, Lord.
grow us in this, Lord, that in life our first instinct, our first impulse, Lord, would be to run to you and to your shelter. Lord, and to not stand out in the rain, Lord. Lord, to not try to take matters into our own hands, God. Lord, but find, Lord, our strength. Lord, and find our encouragement, Lord, in your presence, God. Lord, may that be reality for us today. Lord, whatever we encounter, Lord, whatever we encounter, Lord, it doesn't matter, Lord, because we are yours, Lord, in that, and that we choose, Lord, to spend, Lord, our thought life, Lord. We choose to spend our thoughts and our meditations in your presence, God. Oh, Lord, we love you. We love you. Lord, guide us today as we go. In Jesus' name, we pray.